Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're talking about how to live by God's manifest power and might. Very important, because you must live by power and might if you're going to see Him accomplish His work in you and through you. We were talking about how to manifest the power of God, talking about the release of this power, actively manifesting it in your life. And we were just concluding on that. We just want to cover the points that we have talked about thus far. Power can be manifest in a vessel that is to be brought forth. And this manifest power is released through believers to do His works. It takes manifest spiritual power to defeat the devil. Now, God's manifest power will deliver you from all bondage. It'll bring you out of the hand of your enemies. And this power that is to be resident within you is to be manifest out of you. But if you are walking in disobedience, you try to manifest the power of God out of you, it'll be in vain. It will not produce results if you're in disobedience and not keeping the commandments of the Lord. We also talked about the fact that it's not our own power, but God's manifest power, which brings forth His covenant promise of wealth in the life of a believer. Manifest spiritual power should operate throughout our life regardless of our age. Now, it's possible to possess manifest power and then see that power diminish or even be lost because of sin, so that you become spiritually weak and not able to overcome the enemy. Well, it's important for believers to increase in the knowledge of God and to strengthen their manifest power. Without manifest power, you'll get faint, you'll get weary, you'll even fall in one spiritual life. As believers are bound together with the Lord through the word of the covenant and maintain hope and a confident expectancy in Him, they're going to be renewed with manifest spiritual power. And with this, you're going to be able to rise against the storms that the devil brings against you. You're going to run and not be weary. You're going to walk and not faint. Believers must be holy, having put on the garments of God through the Word of God in them, to have manifest power in their life. And if you lack manifest power, then the devil's going to pursue you and you'll not be able to stand against his attacks. But as believers walk in holiness, filled with knowledge and understanding and wisdom, they'll have power manifest to stand against the enemy as a king in the kingdom of God. If you don't have manifest power, you're strengthless spiritually. If you're walking in sin, evil spirits will be able to come into you even though you don't know that they come in. Because of the open door of sin, they will come in and devour your manifest power. Satan had mankind held captive with manifest power until Jesus came to redeem us. And the power of God is to be resident in a believer, manifested out of us. And this will happen through the laying on of hands as we touch people to release the power of God. As believers grow and increase in the Word of God and apply it in their life, being filled with wisdom, they will possess manifest power in their life. And as the Word of God grew and increased in the church in the book of Acts, the power of God was manifested mightily. Great power is to be resident in believers in the inner man, actively put into operation. And when the power of God is manifested through the believer, that's when the glory of God is present. And as believers continually confess the Word of God, they're releasing the power of God actively. Believers can't manifest the power by themselves. It is God who does it through us as we work our faith. And when the manifest power is manifested by God in a believer's life, he will be humbled before Him, which precedes being exalted by God, which will occur in due season. And whatever we find our hand to do, we're to do it with power being manifested through us. And in these last days, the Lord is raising up a great army in the body of Christ today who will manifest great power to defeat the devil as they serve the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. These are all the points that we have seen in talking about how to manifest the power of God. And now we're going to continue on and talk about the spirit of might. And when we talk about might, it is the Hebrew word gibberah and also the Greek word ischoo. First, we're going to look at the scriptures in the Old Testament where we see the Hebrew word gibberah. Now, this Hebrew word means forcefulness or might. In Isaiah chapter 11 in verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Now, the word for might is gibberah, and this is talking about Jesus, who had a spirit of mighty force upon him. and believers in Jesus Christ have the same spirit of might since they are in Jesus Christ. Now, what's the purpose of the spirit of might for the believer? In Deuteronomy chapter 3 and verse 24, it says, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? This last word for might is Gibberah, meaning mighty force. So it speaks of God with his mighty hand doing works with his mighty force. So mighty force is necessary to do his works. In Judges chapter 5 and verse 31, it says, So let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 days. Here again, the word might is Gibberah. And it shows God going forth in mighty force to cause his enemies to perish, which brings rest to the land. This reveals conditions necessary for believers to see God go forth in mighty force. Believers are to love him, keep his commandments, walk in the light of the word. When they're doing that, they're going to see God go forth in his might and defeat our enemies. The result is he will bring rest as we possess the promises of God in our life through his mighty force. In Judges chapter 6, verse 12, here it's speaking of Gideon. It says, The angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. The word mighty, Gibberah, meaning that the Lord being with Gideon made him a mighty, forceful man. Well, the Lord within us makes us mighty and forceful in spirit through the spirit of might in us. In 1 Kings chapter 22, in verse 45, it says, The rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat and his might that he showed, how he warred, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Here, Jehoshaphat had might, and he showed forth his mighty force as he warred. This means the spirit of might is for warfare, and believers are going to show forth God's mighty force as they engage in spiritual warfare. In 2 Kings 18:20. He says, I have counsel and strength for war. Again, the word Gibberah is seen here, translated strength. So this reveals that mighty force is for war. Through the spirit of counsel and the spirit of might, believers will be able to be successful in spiritual warfare. In Psalm 71, in verse 16 through 18, it says, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. The word strength in verse 16, about going in the strength of the Lord, and the word power in verse 18, where it says, Thy power is to be shown to every one that is to come, it is the Hebrew word Gibberah. Verse 16 reveals that we are to go in the mighty force of the Lord. And then it says we are to speak of his righteousness, having been taught his word, and we declare his wondrous works. And then in verse 18, we see that mighty force is to be shown to everyone, and that we should be doing this even when we are old and gray-headed. This means that the believer in Christ is to go forth in mighty force of the Lord, and we're going to show forth that mighty force all the days of our life. In Psalms 145, they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. The word power in verse 11 and the word mighty in verse 12 are Gibberah. So these verses are declaring that God's kingdom, which is the rule and the reign of God, it's glorious, and that the saints are to speak of it as well as talk of God's mighty forceful acts and make them known to all. Believers in Christ are to rule and reign through the authority delegated to us in the kingdom of God. And you and I are to show forth his mighty forceful acts, and we're to talk of them and make them known to all. Now we're going to talk about scriptures in the New Testament that show the word for might, which is the Greek word ischus, which means mighty force. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 12, when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. The word whole is this Greek word ischuo, which means mighty force. And so this verse declares that they that be mighty, having mighty force, need not a physician. Why is that? The reason is because they've already been healed through the manifestation of God's power with mighty force. The ones needing a physician are those that are sick. There's another thing revealed here in this verse. The word translated are is the Greek word echo, which means to have or to be held. Thus the phrase, they that are sick, literally means they that are held sick. Well, sickness is from the devil, and we know that sickness causes a person to be held captive by the devil, and so believers in Jesus Christ must get the power of God resident within them and manifest the power of God out of them with mighty force so that they are free from it. So with the power of God resident within, manifested out of us with mighty force, we're going to cast out all the spirits of sickness, disease. We're going to take hold of the healing power of God so that we're healed. And the ones that are healed are those that have mighty force, and they've driven out all the sickness and disease from their body. It will not hold them captive. In 1 Peter chapter 4, in verse 11, here we see another use of ischus. It says, if any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. The word ability is ischus. This verse says that we are to minister through mighty force which God gives us, so that God is glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. Therefore, God expects us to minister with mighty force in every single thing that we do. Now, there are scriptures that reveal what's necessary to have the spirit of might manifest in us. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Here we see forms of these three important Greek words that we've been studying: dunamis, which means power, kratos, which means an active manifest power, and ischio, which means mighty force. This literally says that believers are to be empowered in the Lord and in the manifested power of his mighty force. The verb's in the present tense. It's passive voice and imperative mood. Present tense means it's supposed to be continual action. Passive voice means the subject is being acted upon by another, and the imperative mood means it's a command from God. Therefore, it says that believers are commanded to continually have the power of God resident within themselves, to continually manifest the power of God out of themselves with mighty force, and this is accomplished by the Lord, because it's in the passive voice. It's a command from God, and it is something that believers must do so that God can accomplish the power of God continually being resident within us and manifesting the power of God out of us with mighty force. Now, how is this accomplished? Verse 11 goes on and gives us the answer. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, for the words whole armor, there's only one Greek word in this verse, and it is the word panoplia. This word is a compound of two Greek words, pos, meaning all, every, or whole, and the second word, hoplon, which means a weapon or armor or a tool for war. And the verb form of hoplon is hoplizo, which means to arm oneself. Thus, the whole armor refers to all weapons and armor necessary for the believer to arm himself for war. In the time of the Greeks, this was the complete equipment used for war by a heavily armed soldier. This armor is not physical armor against a physical enemy. It's spiritual armor against a spiritual enemy, the devil. Now, all the parts of the armor involve the Word of God. And the armor is put on through the Word of God being put and written in our heart and mind. So we've looked at much information today regarding the spirit of might. We're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. As I close, I have a book on this subject called How to Live by Manifest Power and Might, available for $7, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. In closing, I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. If you're looking for a church that teaches the uncompromised word and will minister healing and deliverance to you continually until you are set free, come to our services on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.